Let's face it, it's not been the year we expected. But that won't stop us squeezing the barbecue out of the shed, all squeezing onto one table, leaving room for the odd unexpected guest. Down, boy. While not forgetting to squeeze out every last drop of sunshine or every last drop of Heinz. Heinz sauces squeeze the most out of summer.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Kelly, do you think I give it the official opening for this?
I feel like, yeah, maybe.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Craigslist misconnections?
I don't, kind of half-hearted.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because they didn't really strike out in real life. That's the only thing. A listener reached out to us. Her name's Tori. Via text message at 502-571-9970. She says, can I just say this?
I'm sure she sounds exactly like that.
Can I just say this? I'm flirting with the car driving next to me.
Oh my.
Which, by the way, like, how do you do that? Are you just like, are you just making eyes?
You look over, you give a little wink and a smile or something. I don't know.
And then at the next light, you kind of make a wink and a smile and then you just kind of continue on that. Anyway,
I guess.
Anyways, continuing on. But the bad thing is, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl driving.
What? I know. Wait a second.
Well, that's a twist I didn't see coming.
Wait a second. They're not really sure who they're flirting with? Is it just the car? She just likes the car first?
Maybe.
All right.
It continues. Tori's text message to us. Ooh. He just got off at the Fort Knox exit. Must be a sexy military man.
Okay, so we're deciding it's a military man.
At least Tori's thinking it is.
All right. Hashtag but we're not sure again.
Missed connections. All right, so what we're going to need is we're going to need maybe about, I guess this text came into the station about 40 minutes ago. So if you happen to be a military personnel who works at Fort Knox and were flirting with a car, I'm assuming it was probably on Dixie Highway South.
Like, probably. It's a Fort Knox exit. Yeah. We're assuming off of maybe the Watterson.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
It could also be off the Gene Snyder, though. We're not really sure. Tori didn't really give us specifics about which Fort Knox exit.
Yeah, I guess.
So, not sure.
So, yeah, I guess just reach out and first confirm whether you're a guy or a girl. And then
we also don't know the make and model of Tori's car.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, there isn't a whole lot to go
on. There's not
a
lot to go on. That's why I'm not confident.
We're definitely striking out on this one.
But you know what? I love that Tori feels like she had a moment.
She had a moment.
So that's
I had
fun.
A moment with sexy military man. Again, when you're car flirting, like, do you gesture?
Would you like blow a kiss?
I mean, what's a kiss?
The gesture
or
when you're flirting in a car?
Or like,
don't touch your moobs. Stop doing that.
I don't know. Do you do one of those?
I don't know. What is the standard like car flirting etiquette?
Yeah,
we need to know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to steer her in the wrong direction.
But
clearly, we want her to have a little bit more success than just letting him drive off out of her life.
Right, out of her life forever. So again, we will keep you posted if we hear anything from sexy military man who got off at the Fort Knox exit. Man or woman, I guess we should say.
Okay. And we need to come up with a new protocol, I guess, for car flirting so that we can get some specific steps for people to do. So it's like a universal knowledge that they know they're being flirted with, maybe?
Yeah, longtime listener Greg texts in and says, flip hair, lick teeth. Lick teeth?
Oh my God.
You're going to give the lick teeth move? Wow.
I want to see Greg do that.
That's a bit aggressive, really, isn't it, Greg? All right. I guess we're going to say that's Craigslist misconnections, except it's listener misconnections.
Well,
here
we tried.
On 99.7 DJX. How do you even car flirt?
Yeah, we need to maybe come up with a protocol.
Kat tweeted us and said, I had someone once that kept a whiteboard in their car And when they were next to me, they whipped it out and started writing stuff to me to flirt through the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So keep a little dry erase board there in your car.
But see, if you're driving, that's not conducive to writing on a whiteboard. I don't know if we officially endorse that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to come up with like some hand gestures, facial expressions, something like Greg suggested, the teeth licking and the hair flipping. I don't know. It might be a little on the creepy side.
Justin says, flash your ... lights.
Oh, no, see.
Is that like...
It's a little forward.
Is that like adjusting your, touching your chest type of area?
Just again, really awkward.
Sorry.
Not sure.
We got a text message from a listener. I can't even see Ben, but you definitely don't do whatever he was doing.
Yes, don't do that. Yes, I can see that. And don't do that. Let's okay. not.
All right, well, so hopefully, you know, whatever your technique is, it works.